Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
It's Monday morning, and we all know what that means. Only 4 days till Friday night.
5 years ago, the TV series Friday Night Lights debuted on NBC. The show is set in Dillon, Texas, a fictional town where life revolves around high school football.
Who wants to talk Panther football? I'm all ears.
The show's final episode aired last night, and although Friday Night Lights was never a ratings hit, it did earn a hardcore and devoted following. And this week, the series earned its first Emmy nomination for Best Drama. Friday Night Lights began as a book by journalist Buzz Bissinger about a real West Texas town and its football team. And 15 years later, director Peter Berg made it into a film. And while he was collecting footage of real high school football for that movie, he saw something that changed his life.
We were filming a playoff game in Austin, Texas. It was a school from Austin called Austin Westlake, which is a very good football school. And they were playing a school from San Antonio Madison High School. And early in the fourth quarter, kind of right in front of me, there was a collision. And a young man, a 15-year-old boy named David Edwards, left his feet and lowered his head and speared an Austin Westlake receiver. And in that collision, David Edwards became an instant quadriplegic. He suffered an explosion fracture of one of his upper vertebrates. And that kind of put me in a pretty serious mode to go ahead and tackle the series. And it became, more than just a piece of entertainment for me at that point.
Peter Berg turned that experience into the defining moment of the TV series' first episode, when the star quarterback of the Dillon Panthers makes a tackle and ends up paralyzed.
Why isn't he getting up?
That first episode set the storyline for the next 5 seasons, as the characters encounter failure, success, and challenges as true to life as anything on television. And at its center is the Panthers' head coach, Eric Taylor. Peter Berg says he originally wanted country star Dwight Yoakam for that role, but instead settled for Kyle Chandler.
I think he was kind of hung over the day I met with him. He didn't look so good, and he had bags under his eyes, and he was kind of just breathing heavy and hadn't shaved. And I'm like, you look perfect for this role. And he's like, yeah. And I said, well, whatever you're doing, whatever you do. He said he got real drunk playing poker the night before. I said, well, you should play this role, but you should play poker and drink every night before you work. And it was just lucky and fortuitous that I met with Kyle and that I was encouraged to do so, because he was and is the heart of Friday Night Lights. And he's just was the right guy at the right time. So it all worked out.
I think, and as you know, a lot of critics who've seen this show have pointed to the marriage between Coach Taylor and his wife Tammy. She's played by Connie Britton. It's been described as one of the most realistic portrayals of marriage on TV. As somebody who's married, I would agree with that. How much of that was the chemistry between the two actors?
These two, for whatever reason, were able to do what very few actors can do. They were able to work together for a very long time without ever sleeping with each other, which is critical. That never ends well. But without ever really getting into any catastrophic fights or arguments or personality issues, they became great friends, and they just had this chemistry, and they had it from the very first day they met. And that marriage became, I think, one of the dominant experiences of Friday Night Lights. And we never saw that coming. They just developed this way of reacting with each other, oftentimes kind of non-verbally, that made it unique.
Hi.
For me, their greatest moment was when they were out on the balcony of a hotel room, and she told him that she was pregnant again.
I'm pregnant.
What did she say?
We had written a bunch of stuff, and they just decided they were going to just start laughing, right, and then crying. They just took what could have been a familiar scene, a woman announcing that they were unexpectedly pregnant, and turning it into something very unique.
I love you.
I love you.
They had a knack for finding these little moments like that, and that I credit them almost entirely with that ability.
I'm speaking with Peter Berg. He's a creator of the TV show Friday Night Lights, which ended last night. The kids, these high school kids in the show, they also felt so real. so three-dimensional. How did you make them that way?
80% of getting the right actor is, you know, you just got to cast well. Because once you make the choice, that is pretty much who you're going to get. And so we were really pretty intense in our audition process and would make actors audition by improvising a lot. You know, we'd have them play a character like they were gay or they were on drugs or they were the president of the United States or they didn't speak English. We would throw like any curveball we could at them and see who could kind of handle it and who would get excited about that and play with it. And those would be the actors that we would be drawn to. And that's why, you know, guys like Taylor Kitsch and Minka Kelly.
Taylor Kitsch, who plays Tim Riggins, and Minka Kelly, who plays Lila.
Yes. And Jesse Plemons, who plays Landry Clark. They all really were into the idea of playing. And I think that was true of all the young actors in Friday Night Lights.
In the locker room at Dillon High, emblazoned towards the ceiling, and a slogan that you would hear Coach Taylor say often, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. It's a great slogan. Where does it come from?
Well, I'm proud to say I wrote that slogan. And, you know, I'd been in locker rooms in Texas, and I've seen coaches ask for the players to look at each other in the eyes. And that was always a very emotional moment for me to see these young boys holding hands, looking at each other in the eyes, kind of making this agreement that they were going to go out there and they were going to look after each other and they were going to fight for each other and protect each other.
They're going to come at you with everything they've got. I expect you boys to execute.
Yes, sir.
Expect you boys to play football.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
You know, I think it's true that if your eyes are clear and your heart's in the right place, it's pretty hard to lose in life. So I believe in that, and I think it's a good mantra for our show.
This has been 5 years of your life, and it's over. And presumably the cast and the crew of this TV series have become like a family. Are you ready for this all to end?
No. How about that? You know, it's funny, you know, right now I'm making a documentary about spinal cord injuries and football and concussions, brain injuries in football. And that has all been inspired by the show. And so that the show continues to live on now through that form. And there's even talk about other ways of keeping the show alive and that we're discussing now, which I don't want to tip any hands, but I will say that it might not be the end of Friday Night Lights as people know it right now.
Well, I hope not. That's director Peter Berg. He's the executive producer and creator of the TV show Friday Night Lights. It aired its final episode this week on NBC. Peter, thank you so much.
Well, hey, thank you for your support. And any fans of Friday Night Lights out there listening, thank you. We all appreciate it. And clear eyes, full hearts, you can't lose. We believe that.
Didn't know it was a devil town. Oh, Lord, it really brings me down about the devil town. All my friends were vampires. Didn't know they were vampires. Turns out I was a vampire myself in the devil town.